to the Mindful Biz podcast. I'm Alison Morgan, business coach at Relauncher. Roughly 20 billion kilos of coffee fruit are wasted per year, releasing toxic gases into the environment. As lovers of both coffee and the planet, Vanessa and Lachlan couldn't ignore this pressing issue of the coffee farming crisis. This hidden hero of fruit farming, known as the coffee cherry or coffee fruit, holds tremendous potential and remains largely untapped. The duo have pioneered a solution to combat this waste and transform coffee fruit into a delicious and sustainable snack bar. The bars made from upcycled coffee fruit harnesses its untapped potential whilst reducing the ecological footprint left by coffee farming. Vanessa and Lachlan launched I Am Grounded in 2020. They first became fascinated with coffee fruit after learning about its health benefits and the waste associated with coffee farming from Vanessa's father, a food byproduct expert and innovator in the agri-tech space. Determined to harness this fruit's potential and prevent it from ending up in landfill, Vanessa and Lachlan started researching, experimenting, testing and collaborating with local farmers in Colombia. This was when I Am Grounded launched their snack bars that hero unused coffee fruit. The bars have been ranged in Woolworths, IGA and selected health food stores. Vanessa's love for coffee is in her blood. After migrating from Colombia to Australia in 96, her family opened a coffee training school. From a young age, Vanessa was a barista master and then went on to open her own coffee shop in Brisbane. Vanessa also studied journalism, political science, and marketing. She combines her love of coffee with her digital marketing talents to run the marketing and communications for I Am Grounded. Lachlan is a civil engineer with a master's in project management and is passionate about environmental sustainability in both the built environment as well as food and nutrition. Hi Vanessa, thanks so much for joining us here today. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, I'm doing quite well actually. Have had a few months, so I'm still riding on that high, that business high.
Yeah. Oh, that's good, isn't it? Because you also gain momentum, which fuels the next steps forward. Okay, so before we kick into about your business, tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. So hi, I'm Vanessa. I'm one of the co-founders of I'm Grounded. But, you know, besides that, I am a passionate person about coffee. I'm Colombian originally, and I grew up in a family of coffee entrepreneurs. My father and my mother both import coffee from Colombia and multiple countries. So when I was 13, I became a barista master training at my father's barista school. And since then, I've just been really interested to understand the coffee process and really delve into how we make coffee. Besides that, I love yoga. I love to rock climb, go on trail runs, be really active and cooking. And I'm originally a marketing I have a marketing background, and I've taken that background into the start of an awesome business in I Am Grounded.
Awesome. You know, I'm so not surprised to hear you say that you grew up with coffee, because when I was looking at your business, I'm like, there's got to be some link with coffee that fueled the inspiration behind this business.
Definitely. We're very passionate here at I Am Grounded. We put a lot of thought into what we've done, and it's very much rooted, our business is very much rooted in my cultural context of having grown up, immigrated from Colombia to Australia and growing up with a family who have a very deep roots in the coffee industry, but both in Colombia and here in Australia. So yes, I'm grounded as the evolution of I guess my parents' work and the contacts I've done in the coffee industry, and I've evolved that into a modern 21st century business.
Yeah. Is this a business that has spanned through the generations, or it's something that your parents started?
It's something that it's the origins or the start of the root of the ingredient that we use was started originally from my father. My father is a food scientist and a biotechnologist. So growing up, it was very interesting to have him in the household because he is also a chef. So he would make the weirdest things and he would put two and two together. And he was trying to teach us to think outside the box when we think about food and how where food comes from. And I didn't know that lesson until very much afterwards. But he was the one that by bringing coffee into Australia, started to get some more relationships with his coffee partners in Colombia and started to talk about the byproducts and what we're doing with the remaining part of the coffee, which is the fruit, the fruit pulp mucilage, this skin, the leaves, the stalks, all of that stuff. And coffee farmers were struggling and they still are struggling to basically make a decent income from their harvest. So he dedicated a lot of his time when I was growing up to go to Origin and talk to farmers around byproduct management. How do we create, products and from the remaining waste stream of the coffee industry? So he was definitely the inspiration behind I'm Grounded and why we're using the coffee fruit, which is the fruit that the coffee beans grow in. And the evolution happened because I was taught very much to think differently about food when I was a child. And I'll also credit my business partner and life partner, Lachlan, who grew up in a household of triathletes. And his mother is an avid cook and has taught him all about cooking. And both of them are very passionate about whole eating and cooking. So he very much brings that perspective to our business. And we marry those two passions into I'm Grounded.
Yeah, that is the foundation of a really great business, is when you marry, your skills and your passions. And then you create something unique, or, like you are filling the opportunity that is in the marketplace. Right. Now let's talk about I Am Grounded. In a snapshot, if you can just give us an overview, what is this product?
Yeah, so I'm Grounded is basically an upcycled snack company. So what we're doing is we're working with byproducts and we take that and turn that into better for you functional snacks. And they're for the everyday on-the-go eater. And we have a range of awesome vegan gluten-free energy bars in market at the moment.
Mm. And each bar has its own personality.
That is correct. That is correct. So one of the things kind of that really popped up when we first started the business was how are we going to connect a novel ingredient or a unique ingredient with consumers in the market? And one of the things was to personify the product. So we have currently five core energy bars in market, and each of the bars has a name. So we have one called the Sunrise, one called the 9 a.m., the 3 p.m., the Pick Me Up, and the Arvo. So very Aussie. But basically what we're doing is we're consciously curating our bars to be mindful of times that you would need an energy pick-me-up. So we're not out to create, a really high energy product. We're out to kind of slightly give you energy that's jitter-free throughout your day, where you might need a snack or another, maybe a coffee or a tea, but you don't want to feel like overly caffeinated or overly, energized. So we're there, we're playing in a sweet spot that's kind of come up since maybe potentially during COVID. People are a bit more conscious about what they eat, how they eat, be more mindful about functionality and how that fits into their day. So our product really is has those personalities of a bar for each moment of your day.
Mm, amazing. Oh, my gosh. Okay, then. So you're up. Just actually, that's one question that I wanted to ask. What's the sweetening product that you're using in the bars?
We don't add any sugar to our bars. We sweeten with the coffee fruit, which is a natural, naturally sweet, because it is a berry flavor. We do add some dates for textural, and then obviously that does give it a little bit of sweetness. The blueberry has the blueberry powder and the blueberry whole blueberries, which also gives it that sweetness. But yeah, our bars don't need to have any added sugar as they are naturally sweet themselves.
Yeah, I was wondering whether it was dates that you were using. Yeah.
Yeah, we use probably half a date in the bar, so not as much as, So the coffee fruit, if you had a chance to maybe potentially try the lemon and coconut bar, which we gave you, that one, you'll taste the fruity kind of You actually, sometimes people do mistake the date, like the sweetness of the dates with in our bar. It's actually the coffee fruit. The coffee fruit has a plummy kind of cherry-like flavor, and that is what sweetens our bars and what gives it that nice kind of fruity flavor throughout all of the range.
Yeah, right. So you're adjusting the quantity of the coffee fruit depending on the personality of the bar, how much of a pick-me-up you need.
Yeah, that's correct. And we also add espresso coffee, Colombian coffee beans to our one of our bars, because obviously we want to be a strong pick-me-up and then give the relationship of coffee, because people do expect to taste coffee. And surprisingly, a lot of non-coffee drinkers have our products because coffee fruit doesn't taste like coffee. Yeah. So we do have a bar in the range that has obviously coffee for those coffee lovers.
Yeah, right. Okay. How do you maintain quality control through this process?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Yeah. So setting up really strong foundations and partnerships is probably the very, easy answer to that question is making sure you have the right people in each step of the supply chain. So we're very lucky to have worked with some amazing partners in Colombia that have so much quality control around the processing of that coffee fruit. And when it gets harvested, it gets picked and processed straight into a concentrate to maintain those antioxidants and keep it really good. We then have a really good supply chain and production timelines to make sure we get that product when we need it, and we work with a contract manufacturer that has, rigid, obviously, quality control to be able to supply into the big retailers. For example, Woolworths, we need obviously a lot of quality control in our products. So we're very lucky to, obviously, my dad, he's a food scientist and he's has a very strong foundational background in that. So he was very good as a guide when we were first starting and we were first hand making. And now we've been 4 years in market. We've really scaled and really partnered with the right people to maintain a really good, high quality product in our whole range.
Yeah. So you're sourcing the coffee beans from Colombia.
Correct.
Where's manufacturing and everything taking place?
Yeah. So we source the ingredient in Colombia and manufacturing takes place in Melbourne, in Australia.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my gosh. So are you overseeing like everything that goes on in Melbourne? Like, are you there a lot?
We are very hands-on as a small brand, only because we actually, for the first year, we handmade our product, and we actually went and got a food license and rented a kitchen space and handmade all of our bars while we were still working full time, and got one out there and sold into cafes and into retailers and spoke to people. And that was just an amazing, amazing ability to be able to learn, okay, how food production is done at a scale and how that could potentially scale. And then, as I said, partner with the right people. So we've been so hands-on with our production process from the start, because our ingredients are ourselves. Yeah. We create the recipes ourselves. We don't actually have someone else creating the recipes for us. We formulate everything ourselves in-house. So that makes us a bit unique to other food beverages brands out there, which let contract manufacturers take the reins. We don't do that. We're very hands-on in that way, which is exciting, but also can be stressful.
Yeah, it can be. I know so many brands where they start off in a kitchen and they drink everything themselves, and as they're scaling, they're like, oh my God, there's just such a massive leap, between doing it yourself and then going to that next level.
Yeah, especially if you're making it, if you're hand making it, sometimes you can get stuck in making your product and selling it in your local markets. And then it's very hard for you to have the mental capacity to plan and scale and have a growth plan for where you're going to see yourself. So COVID actually was the slap in the face for us. Like, we were hand making our product, and then COVID happened, and we were like, we need to seriously step back and get some help, because we see this business as a global business. We're not just going to be making these, energy bars using upcycled coffee fruit in Brisbane or in Queensland. We want to actually see ourselves playing in the natural caffeine space and hopefully eventually overseas. Mm-hmm. So that meant that we needed to have the thinking space to do that. And that entails sometimes stepping back and taking a breath and reevaluating things.
Absolutely. So most recently you have just been stocked in Woolworths, which would have been like a really big leap for you. How's that going?
Yeah, that was honestly when we heard the news that we were getting ranged into Woolworths, I the emotions that came over me were just insane. I was surprised at my emotional reaction, to be honest. Almost because you're working for so long to get to that stage, and then it happens, and then the anxiety kicks in. Okay, how are we going to supply? Yeah. What's going to happen? that exactly. So we made sure we celebrated for a little bit, but that was for us. It was like, okay, things are getting serious. We need to really work at this. So the relationship between Woolworths has been really great. We're exclusive with them for 12 months, which is really good. It just gives us the opportunity to really grow into the Woolworths customer and get to know the Woolworths customer. We know that our customers are shoppers at Woolies. So it made sense that we partnered with them. Woolworths have been really good to support, a small startup brand like ours to range nationally. So we're in 1,000, up to 1,000 Woolies across the country, which is an awesome, number, but it also comes with its challenges to be able to get that scale. So luckily we have really good foundational partners who are very well equipped to be able to do that. And that's what I said before, being able to take a moment back and partner with the right people to grow your brand is really important.
Yeah. So currently you've got, is it 5 products in the range?
Yeah, so we have 5 snack bars in the range. We've also got some awesome granola clusters and coffee beans, and we've got some great new product development coming out in the next few months as well, which will all play along that same theme around caffeine and natural energy.
Yeah. That's awesome. What is your role in the company at the moment? Because I mean, obviously we'll be shifting and changing as the business grows, but currently how does it sit?
Yeah, so we're in a bit of a growth pain stage where as the founder, co-founder, and Lachlan and I are both co-CEOs, we work very well together, and we have a good team of contractors and people that advisors and mentors, but we're at the stage now where we're really looking to scale our responsibilities and give that away to some good people. So it's for us, it's currently right now we're splitting the roles between 2 people. So it is quite a lot of work that we're juggling. So I myself do all the marketing, all the website stuff, customer service, anything that's not finance or legal or operations related. And Lachlan does that part. So so as with any small business, sometimes letting go of the reins is a bit difficult because you do everything. You wear all the hats, and then taking a hat off can be quite tough. So that's something I'm learning to do, is learning to not be such a control freak.
Yeah. How long has the business been going for? I know you've been around for a while, but how many years?
Yeah, so we've been around for 4 years.
Yeah, right.
And we've been in market for about 3 years of that time. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. I thought that's what you were going to say. I've seen you at Naturally Good Expo a couple of times. Yeah, so I knew you'd be around for a bit. Okay. Do you have any certifications?
Not at the moment. So we do have the Rainforest Alliance with the coffee fruit, but our products, they just get tested. We do have the Vegan Australian certification, I would say that, but our products do get tested for the gluten-free and all the allergens, but we don't have any certification. Our contract manufacturer has all the certifications.
Yeah. Right. And who would you say is your target market?
Basically anyone that's looking to use a energy snack for on the go. So our consumers are quite wide. We have athletes, long endurance sport athletes, all the way to your mums that are just wanting a snack to fuel themselves, as they are very busy and they don't have time to really sit down and have meals all the time. They might have one of our snacks, because we do use almonds, cashews, macadamias and peanuts in our bars. So they are great, good fats, really good for giving you natural energy and good carbohydrates. So our customers essentially are modern day eaters, people that are conscious and on the goers, people that are busy. Busy
it was
people,
interesting because so, yeah. I put up, you would have seen earlier this week, a post just with the products, and I actually had several people DM me afterwards just going, oh my gosh, we actually buy those, but I never knew the story behind the brand.
That's really cool. Yeah, we're doing a lot of work around branding at the moment, storytelling. We have a unique story. It's very culturally rooted. Also, I will mention this, the coffee fruit, which is the fruit we're talking about. It is obviously wasted, but around the world there's about the waste is about 20 billion kilos that's wasted every year. And that releases about 16 million tons of CO2 emissions into the atmosphere. It's actually a very big waste problem that, if done correctly, commercialized correctly, can really empower a change in the way we grow coffee, but also in the lives of coffee farmers who are currently abandoning coffee practices to grow other fruits because there's just no money in coffee and there's just little to no innovation in the space. So we're very much about flipping that around, working with farmers around using a byproduct that's natural and that can help to empower additional income to the coffee farming communities and offset that waste that would have otherwise leached into their surrounding waterways or into the coffee farming soil. So it is, we're very much thinking about it from a sustainability perspective, as well as the natural energy and the antioxidants that this coffee fruit has, which is extremely rich in antioxidants, 5 to 7 times more than grapes and green tea. I mean, it's insane ingredient to use into your everyday energy. So we're a bit different in the way we do things, but and that's why we did a bar, not a drink first. But I think, Australians are very savvy. They're very conscious about what they eat. So this market is an amazing market to launch into.
Absolutely. You've absolutely hit the nail on the head with this one, for sure. Oh, my gosh. Have you experienced any, massive challenges in your journey so far where you've just gone, oh, my God, this is just an absolute headache? I'm sure there's been a few.
All the time. Yeah, there's literally having a business, FMCG business / any business, it's a roller coaster. Yeah. You'll have so many highs and so many lows. And I think keeping a very clear head is really key to combating challenges. It's so funny. All the challenges we've had always at the time have felt like the end of the world. And now looking back at them, literally, and sometimes when you're doing things for the first time, as a first-time entrepreneur and as a first-time doing something like this, things can be so much more catastrophized than they really are. Keeping a cool head is the key.
More, because so often what is considered a catastrophe at the time ends up being your secret sauce and the reason why you make a change or you pivot or you come up with a solution you would never have thought of. It's the pain that you kind of need to go through to go to the next level.
The pain makes you hungry and keeps you going. Yeah. Is the pain.
There are times that you go, oh my God, can I just go and work for someone else for a week while I just kind of
where's get the that off list? Switch?
Exactly. What would you say is your big driving focus for the next, let's say, 9 to 12 months?
Yeah, for us, it's definitely continuing to support Woolworths in the launch into Woolies and, talk to the customers at Woolworths, bring new customers into Woolworths and just continue to drive really good quality in our product, tell our brand story. In the next 12 months, we'll be launching a new product, which we're very excited about. Literally haven't been this excited for years. It's such an amazing product. We're just working on it right now, but basically we brought on 30 amazing taste tester ambassadors who are customers, early customers of our products, and they're crowdsourcing our new NPD, helping us to really shape what that would look like. We're very much a customer-centric brand from the start. As I said, it's a unique product, unique ingredients. So listening to what our customers are saying and why they're having it is really important to the evolution of the products that we're launching in the future.
Exciting. Are you thinking work all day and all night because you're in such a growth and evolution phase?
Yeah, I think I am at the moment. We're taking very mindful steps to disconnect. So I do yoga and I, do Pilates. I started boxing because boxing is a really good way to
Great, isn't it?
Take that energy out.
I agree.
And, Yeah, and Lachlan's really into surfing. So we do that separately, and then we every weekend we go out in nature. So either Saturday or Sunday, we'll take a half a day and we'll go out and do a trail run or a hike, and we get out into nature. And that helps, really does help us to start the week more fresh and it's almost like taking a little mini holiday because you can't take a holiday, like mentally it's very hard to take a holiday when you're in the stage of your business. So that's little taking little mindful moments in your day really helps us keep us fresh so we can continue to make good decisions.
Good advice. It's easy to get stuck in your head.
Oh, it's so easy. Yeah. Hey, like your head is like, it's like, you know, the chatty partner that just won't shut up sometimes. Yeah,
absolutely.
So
yeah, absolutely.
Turning that off, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So what we've said is the brand name is called I Am Grounded. It's very clear. It can be found in Woolworths, which is fabulous. So congratulations for that. You're also in IGA. Where else can people find your bars?
Our bars, you can find us online. Check out imgrounded.co. We also have a few others, Stockers, you know, Independence, gyms, a few hotels like the Ace Hotel in Sydney, for example, a few tech offices stock our products. But if anyone in your listeners are looking to potentially stock our natural energy snacks, just head onto our website and reach out to us at hello@imgrounded.co and we'll be in touch.
Amazing. Vanessa, thanks so much for joining us here. It's been fabulous chatting.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.